Well, it's time of year that the kids are getting ready for school, getting, there's class schedules ready, especially at the middle school and the high school level, rechecking all that. Moms and dads are out doing shopping and trying to make a list. Okay, what do you still need? Do those still fit you anymore? But also maybe plan for some other activities during the school year for the kids they can be involved with. And one of the great ones is, Boy Scouts, Cub Scouts, Girl Scouts, that whole organization that is here locally. And Cub Scout sign up is right around the corner. Mike Clark joins us in the studio to talk about that. Brand new Cub Master for you, but you saw how excited your son was involved last year in the Cub Scouts, right?
Absolutely. It was a lot of fun, and I decided to get involved, and so now I'm heading up the pack, and we're getting ready for our big fall kickoff, okay. September 10th.
So what, for parents who've never had kids involved in Cub Scouts, what kind of goes into it? What do you try to teach the kids, and what do they get actually involved in?
Sure. Ultimately, Cub Scouts was kind of started to head kids towards Boy Scouts. So we kind of follow three main things that the mission of the Boy Scouts kind of has, and that's to build character, for the kids to learn citizenship, and then also to develop personal fitness. So, and we do that by, with kids, all kinds of fun activities, whether it's service projects in town, camping. So it's a great opportunity for kids to get involved in their community.
Well, at that age, they got a ton of energy to burn off.
So absolutely.
You might as well, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So throughout the year, what were some of the kids, maybe last year, and what you're planning on for this coming year, things that they would get involved with, fun stuff that kids might say, I want to do that.
Yeah. In fact, I know some groups came here and toured the studio, but we do that. We toured the fire station. We do some service projects around town, march in the parades. We have the popcorn sales in the fall every year that Boy Scouts and Cub Scouts are known for. We have some camps that we're going to do this coming spring and summer, and possibly one even this fall. And of course, the big one everyone remembers from Cub Scouts is the Pinewood Derby.
Yeah.
So we do that as well. So a lot of fun activities for kids.
Okay. So what ages are we talking about for kids to be involved?
It's all boys starting at first grade, and then all the way up, depending on their age, they'd either be in Cub Scouts or Boy Scouts if they're old enough. But it doesn't matter if you've never been involved or not, but you can start at any age starting with first grade.
Okay. People are very, very busy these days. What kind of commitment is there for the kids to be involved?
Good question. It's typically just one night a week. Our pack typically meets Tuesday nights, and the kids meet three weeks during the month for that, and that's typically it. Sometimes on a weekend we do a special event. I know last year we went up to the Air Zoo for a special event for Cub Scouts. So okay. There's different things occasionally on the weekend, but generally just one night a week.
Besides the kids, how many other volunteers, or what do you look for in volunteers to be involved?
Well, the nice thing about Cub Scouts, one of the reasons I really liked it, is it really is a big family kind of involvement. So it wasn't just dropping my boys off and saying, okay, see you in a couple hours, but it was something I got to do with them. So especially with the younger kids, typically, a parent will be present in the meeting. So, there every week and just kind of get to do hands-on activities with the boys. And then volunteers, always looking for extra help to do, planning activities or, baking cookies for a snack or whatever it might be.
Okay. What's the Cub Scout salute?
Is
it the two?
Two fingers.
Boy Scouts is three, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Gotcha. There's two fingers salute. Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. See, he's even got it down as a Cub Master. So, all right, so sign up September 10th. How are you doing that?
It's at 6 o'clock at First Baptist Church. If weather is nice, we're going to be hopefully underneath the pavilion there. And it's just an informational night. All the returning Cub Scouts will show up and fill out their paperwork to re-sign on for the year. And any new families are more than welcome to come and ask other parents and ask me and the other den leaders about how our organization works. And it should be a fun night.
Okay, financially, what are we talking about? About
$15, I think, is just the basic registration. Okay. So it's not, and that's for the whole year. So okay. It's not very expensive at all.
Yeah, no kidding. So
very affordable.
And what a great thing for kids. So kids who have been involved in the past do need to re-sign up.
Yep.
Right? Okay.
Yep.
But then looking for any new boy from around the area.
Well, yeah. I mean, every year as kids go up in a new grade, we've got a new flock of Tiger Cubs probably this year as first graders. So we'll have a brand new den for them. And if you haven't done it before, it's a great activity for your boys, and it's a lot of fun.
And they love wearing the uniforms.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My son loves it.
Okay, great. So that'll be September 10th at First Baptist Church. Again, if weather's nice, it'll be out pavilion. Otherwise, you'll be inside.
Yep, 6 o'clock.
Okay, great. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Good luck with it, Cub Master. Mike Clark in the studio with us this morning with that sign up right around the corner for Cub Scouts.